Blog Talk Radio.
All right, so here we are, and tonight we are talking about, what are we talking about tonight, Nizzy?
You don't know what we're talking about? Let's talk about lesbians.
It's your word. Okay, so we are talking about lesbians, cool. So we are talking about lesbians and what makes their mindset the way it is to lead to the behavior that we typically see, you know. Some of the lesbians that I know of, that I've grown up around and stuff, they tend to have some unique behavior, to say the least. I mean, because it's like in one perspective, it's like they want to be like terrible. They want to be a thoroughbred. They want to be a dude. You know, they want to be hard. They want to be respected, just like a man. But then on another note, I see them like having babies and getting in touch with their girly side. But then when they get in touch with their girly side, it's like, yo, no homo though. And it's like, you know, we talked about this on the show before, and it just makes me like kind of confused, especially when they have babies. Like, some of them be having babies. I know a few that's had babies, and it really, really confuses me. But then I got to remember, like, you know, in order to be a lesbian, you must be somewhat confused, you know, to even get to that point. What you think, Nizzy?
Why the guys be confused when they're lesbians?
A lot of them want
a baby.
Well, yeah, definitely, like, that, when they're going through those types of transformations, because it's like, I've never met a dom that didn't show, at some point, show feminine qualities. They try so hard to not be feminine, but sometimes the girly just come out of them. If you're going to open up your legs and let a man stick his penis inside of you,
and
you can't
all,
say,
and
like,
all,
that
and
is...
That.
I know, but I'm just saying, like,
lesbians,
that's just...
A lot of lesbians will go to, like, the sperm bank or something and get it done that way. Not a lot of women... The true lesbians... I watched a documentary on it. Like, the true lesbians that don't want no part in a man whatsoever, that's what they do. They don't want no man, you know, impregnating them. They may get the sperm from a guy that they particularly pick and get pregnant that way, but they won't have sex with a man. And I'm pretty sure if men could get pregnant, then they would to have kids.
That's pretty much like the middle class. Like, you know, you'll watch a Lifetime movie and you'll see a situation like that, and she goes to the sperm bank because she was molested when she was a child, so she despises men and she goes to the sperm bank. That stuff is expensive. Like, that stuff is thousands and thousands of dollars with no sure guarantee that it's going to work.
Some insurance, some of your insurance will pay for some of that too, or medical insurance.
Well, that would be interesting to see. I mean, because, you know, some of these medical insurances, these insurance companies, some of them tend to be uptight. You know, they'll pay for some stuff, but I see a lot of healthcare providers not even paying for glasses, Izzy. And we're talking about... You're talking about fertilizing an egg, which is really, really expensive, and some of them won't even pay for glasses. So, I mean, maybe there is some out there. I don't know, but it's hard to picture. It's hard to imagine. It's really hard to visualize.
But like you said, it's expensive. So, of course, a lot of women will do what they got to do to have a baby, and if And if that's involving having sex with a guy to get a child, then that's what you're going to do.
That's what I'm saying. A lot of these lesbian, and see, it's one thing. All right, what I'm saying is this. If it's a lesbian couple, right, if the femme gets pregnant, like, all right, you're going to have sex with this dude, but it's only, there's no feelings, no emotion, no strings attached. It's just strictly to get pregnant. I've seen couples do this. And when the femme does it, it makes sense. But when the dom does it, it has me scratching my head. Like, wow, you really, your whole life you've thrived on being a man. You just sat there and opened up your legs and let a man put his semen inside you to get pregnant, and like you got the ovulate and all that girly stuff that comes with it. You're gonna have a big stomach, and you're gonna walk over. You're gonna be in girly mode. You can't help it. Like, you, it ain't no, I'm a thoroughbred dominant chick that's pregnant. Like, no, you're pregnant. We don't even look at you the same. Like, you lost your stripes. You lost your stripes. We don't even look at you like that now. You are freaking like bi now. Like, you let this nigga put his penis inside of you. You're bi. You're not even like a lesbian no more. Like, you have let a man enter your temple. Like, that's it. It's over, sweetheart. It's done. I'm just saying. That's my opinion, for real. I'm about to ask T what she think with her loud background. But T time.
Oh, what's up?
Hey, I just wanted to get your opinion real quick on what you thought we was, on what we was talking about, like.
Well, like, I don't know. It depends on the situation. Like, what did they do to get pregnant? Because I know, I actually know a couple, a lesbian couple. Well, not a lesbian couple. Well, a lesbian that had a girlfriend, and the girlfriend didn't want to have the baby. You know, so she actually, they went to go get, you know, the sperm and whatever, all that stuff, and got put in her, all that, and she had the baby and everything, and she's a stud. And then the girl ends up leaving her, whatever, but she still has the baby. So she's still, you know, a mother to that child, but she's still a stud, you know, like, but.
She went, they went to the sperm bank and did it? Like, they went to the doctor and did it?
Right. I told you they do that.
No, I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I'm just saying that stuff is expensive. And unless you claim like 3 kids on your taxes, and you got like about 8 stacks or something crazy like that, it's just hard to picture like a person working at McDonald's being able to afford to do that. Like,
I don't know, like, what happened. I don't know nothing like that. All I know is they did it, whatever, and she's still a star, she's still a lesbian, all that stuff like that, and she has a little girl, so, you know. It just depends on the situation, like, yeah, like what they do to get pregnant, like, yeah.
But see, it also depends on what type of stud we're talking about, because some studs, like, I know a stud right now, if she was on the phone with us right now, y'all would not know. Because she sounds like a female, but when you see her, it's like she's tomboyed out. It's like baggy pants, a nice, she got like big boobs, but she got like a big shirt on to cover that. She's like not showing, revealing any of her female figure. Like, she's hiding everything. You know what I mean? So it's like different levels to it. And like, her getting pregnant wouldn't be as like, dramatic as, like, that sure enough walk down the street holding their pants up with one hand because their pants too saggy with the meme, with the George Jefferson bop on, you know, with the hat tilted to the side, and people think it's a guy until they actually have a conversation and realize it's a female. Like, I'm talking about the ones that's fully out, just like, sometimes they even sound like dudes. Like, they dedicate their lives to not being simple in any way, shape, or form. Those are the ones I'm saying is hard to see. You know what I mean? It's different levels. It's different levels. That's what I was saying.
Yeah, I mean, if you put it like that, then like I just said, it depends on what happens and like that in the situation. I feel that makes a difference. So, you know.
Right. Well, thanks for chiming in, T-Time.
No problem.
That's the homie T-Time right there. Now, Nizzy, any final thing?
No.
Nothing?
I have no final
thought.
You're
quiet like the last 5 minutes.
What?
I said you was quiet for like the last 5 minutes. I'm going to give you a chance to add any final statements before we leave.
No.
Yeah. Okay, then. Well, anyway, so, yeah, that basically, I mean, that's just my view on it, though, as far as, like, when it comes to lesbians. And I can't, that's the only thing I can think about, like, you know, like, the doms, like, because to me, like, a femme is just like, she a femme? Yeah, I'm a guy, so yeah, it's sexy seeing two females with each other. That's cool with me, you know what I mean? But when the doms are the ones that had me lost. Because, like, you know, it just had me lost. It really has me lost when you think, just the whole angle, the approach, the demeanor, everything, you know. So maybe the next show we can actually talk about that. And with that said, you know, it's been real. We out of here.